Next up to the mic, a lawyer who says she likes to argue even in her spare time. Her interests include hiking and crossword puzzles, and her guilty pleasure is reading the New York Times wedding announcements on Sunday mornings. She's the only one in the world who does that. Please welcome Monisha Chirayal.
So my parents got married to each other 4 times. This wasn't the result of a series of breakups and makeups. It was their effort to accommodate the conflicting religious traditions of their own families. So my father's parents are Catholics from the south of India. For them, they had to go to the church, wear white. For my mother's mother, they did a typical Hindu ceremony in a temple with a priest officiating in Sanskrit. For my mother's father, they did a more progressive, modern version of the Hindu ceremony. And for themselves, they went to the courthouse and appeared before a judge. Now, there were conflicts not just between the various ceremonies, but within them as well. So take wedding number 2, traditional Hindu. My parents are seated before the priest, who's reciting his litany of prayers in Sanskrit, which no one understands, but turning to my mother now and then to translate into Bengali. Now, my father doesn't speak Bengali either, so throughout this entire hours-long process, he has no idea what's being said. And he's focused instead on this white hat, kind of shaped like a sandcastle, that he's got to wear, and he's starting to bawl, so it's slipping off his head. Okay, a couple hours in, a conflict develops between my mother and the priest. Apparently, the priest has told my mother to bend down and touch her forehead to my father's feet. And my mother's refused. And the priest is taken aback. No one's ever done this before. He doesn't want to go on with the ceremony. But my mother is holding her ground. She doesn't want to do it. And as the dispute escalates, my grandparents rush to intervene. My grandmother on the side of the priest and tradition, saying that she should just do it, if, you know, follow his instructions. My grandfather's sticking with his daughter, saying that she doesn't have to if she doesn't want to. And meanwhile, my dad is watching all of this, no clue what's going on, and at this point, has totally lost his battle with the hat. Okay, eventually, this is all resolved. My grandfather and the priest go off to some back room, and several minutes later, priest returns, completes the ceremony without the controversial head-to-feet ritual. And we'll never know exactly what happened, but I think it's safe to say that there was a little exchange of money in that back room. So that ultimately the linchpin of this ceremony was a bribe. Okay, fast forward 28 years, and I'm engaged, as it happens, to another Indian American. And my parents are very happy for us, very excited, but they do ask that we observe one rule: no religion. Okay, fair enough. I can understand that. At first this seems acceptable because neither of us is particularly observant. But we do want to incorporate some of the customs we've seen growing up between two cultures. And as it turns out, most wedding customs stem in one way or another from religion. So my parents veto idea after idea for where the ceremony should be held, how it should be performed, what I should wear. And what's happened here is that in their effort to protect me from the drama and conflict of their wedding, they've adopted a rigid dogma of their own. Okay, in the end, we broke the rule. For example, we did the 7 steps, which is a central component of many Hindu ceremonies in which the bride and groom take hands and walk in a circle reciting 7 prayers. But instead of prayers, for us, we decide to reaffirm our values and commitments to one another. Also, my husband gave me a sari in accordance with South Indian Catholic tradition to symbolize his promise to support and provide for me. But to demonstrate that the obligation ran both ways, I decided to give him a ceremonial gift as well. And this was all in addition to several components of a Western ceremony that we're familiar to us and we wanted to include, exchange of rings and vows and a kiss. And my husband and I were very happy with how things turned out. You know, rather than being totally devoid of religion or tradition, it was a blend of both that was perhaps unrecognizable to anyone there, but meaningful to us. But what was really surprising was that our families loved it as well. So my parents said it was the nicest ceremony they'd ever seen. And even my grandmother was happy, who, as of the night before, had been literally following our officiant around the living room, trying to persuade her to scrap everything we'd planned and just go the traditional Hindu route. And I think the lesson of all this for me has been that sometimes it's best not to try to accommodate everyone's wishes and just do things your own way. Because when it's important, even the most rigid and dogmatic among our friends and family might turn out to be more flexible than we recognize or even they recognize.
Monisha Chirayal. God forbid anyone in that family, the parents especially, ever have to get divorced. It'd be like the most complicated. They would have to call a special session of the UN.